Governor Cuomo announced four more prison closures this summer to take effect in mid-2014. That brings the number of prison closures to 15, along with seven youth detention centers since the governor took office. He's citing a declining prison population due to a downturn in violent crime. Also, reform of the strict Rockefeller-era drug laws has resulted in far fewer drug-related convictions and lengthy sentences. The Prison Guards Union has already expressed its dismay. Don Rowe is president of the Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association of New York State.
My membership is outraged at this point with 15 correctional facility closures under the Andrew Cuomo administration. You have families that are thinking about uprooting their families, they're thinking about leaving the state.
At the same time he announced the prison closures, the governor also announced the shutdowns of four centers for the developmentally disabled in Schenectady, Brooklyn, Binghamton, and Queens. And the Cuomo administration is consolidating 24 inpatient psychiatric centers into 15 regional institutions rebranded as regional centers of excellence. Those closings are generally supported by advocates for the disabled and the mentally ill. E.J. McMahon with the fiscally conservative think tank, the Empire Center, says the trend, though, is significant.
The fact is that the state has more institutions than it can afford, and he needs to cut back. So I think it's a step in the right direction.
Unlike some of the governor's other programs, including his tax-free zone proposal or Women's Equality Act, the governor has taken these steps with little fanfare. McMahon says one of the reasons is that it's not always politically popular to announce that a state-run facility is closing down, especially if jobs might be at stake, although the governor's correctional agency says all those working at the prisons to be closed will be offered new jobs.
In this case, he announced the prison closings. He buried the announcement on a Friday afternoon. So third week in July, Friday afternoon, they announced that he's taking this step, which is basically a way to ensure it gets as little media coverage as possible, which probably is in some ways testimony to the continuing political difficulty of this.
McMahon, who's often a critic of Cuomo's policies, in this case is cheering the governor on. McMahon says while all of the closures announced so far will save less than $100 million, something he calls a rounding error in the $135 billion state budget, he says it does represent a bigger portion of what's called the state operations budget. And he says it's important to build momentum when making changes that result in less government.
If something combines political difficulty with not like a game-changing mega savings, they don't bother with it. And the problem with is the budget is littered with scores of things that are politically difficult to do that don't save that much. And the fact is, if you don't try any of them, that's where you find yourself not doing anything.
Already, some state lawmakers who represent districts where the prisons are closing are complaining. McMahon says the governor should resist them. He says there's still a structural budget deficit of $2 billion for next year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.